Hey guys, how are you? Man, I owe you guys. I think I broadcast here. What this week it got off quickly, and my normal recording time ended up being taken up with some moving time. So then that's not your problem, but I owe you. So expect a back to back coming here probably tonight. Because I want to be on point with what I say that I do. So welcome to another Your Daily Win. And I want to just make a quick topic announcement. So today's topic is going to be on what I call a winning posture. A winning posture. There's a posture. There's a way that you carry yourself. There's a way that you present yourself. There's a way that not only just the way you speak, but your movement, how you move into a room, how you move among people. I mean, your flow, so to speak, it exudes what's going on inside of you. One of the things they teach us in sales, I've been in sales over 20 years now. And one of the biggest things that I learned, and I've learned in selling in the car industry, was that the people's body language will say more than anything of their words. Well, they used to always say that buyers are liars. And so we would never really go by what we heard people say, so to speak. We would just watch the body language, and they would teach us to mimic the language of the body. If the person was open or whether they were closed, if the woman clutched her purse or the guy was had his arms clenched, or and whatever they did, oftentimes we would, you know, when we were sitting down with them at the table, we'd lean in, you know, and talk to them to break them to a place of comfort. And when we got down to the money, oftentimes you could see the body language change. You could see them tense up. You could see them, you know, it's funny. I always watch the women because they clutch their purse. When I get on elevators, you know, being a big guy, I'll get on the elevator. If it's another woman, the first thing she'll do, she'll step back towards the wall. She'll grab her purse. She'll clench her fit, you know, clench her hand. Like you can literally see it. And being in sales, you have to be able to sum people up in a matter of seconds. And you do it by understanding what their body is saying to them. They don't understand what's being said. They don't really see what their body is saying because they're too busy worrying about what they want to say. So when you begin to learn how to read people's body language, and I didn't intend to go here, you realize that people have a posture, and people's posture will say a lot more to you. That being said, your posture as being a winner, being a person who is moving in the flow of the wind, your posture states that clearly. How your life is being lived, how your life, whether you believe that you're winning or not, whether you believe that you're close or not, whether you believe that you're defeated or not, is in your posture. So a winning posture is so, so important. And I know lately I've really worked on it and been working on that. We'll talk about it at another time, but part of your posture is also your dress. You know, your dress goes into your posture. I remember hearing Dr. Kenneth Robinson, you know, say, you know, people address you the way you dress. Your dress is part of your posture. The way that you're standing, the way that you stand in proximity to people, you know, me being 6'6", you know, oftentimes, especially when I'm doing sales and I've gone door to door, I'll stand back 10 feet because my size can be intimidating many times, and I don't realize it. In my mind, I'm not thinking about it, but I have to adjust my posture. I have to adjust my the proximity in which I address people so that they hear me. So why? Because they're not paying attention to what I'm saying. They're worried about this big dude. What if he and I'm not even thinking like that. But you realize in a society, particularly today's society, people are reading your posture. They're reading your body language. The old joke of the bank line stance, you know, people sitting in the bank and they want to carry it. And they hold their arms. They'll clasp their arms like they're mad or they're upset or they're impatient. You're dealing with their money. These people are impatient. They want to do their transaction now. This is my money. That posture. So a winning posture is important. Your winning posture, in life. Is not just what you look like. It's what you look like, what you say. It's how you approach. It's how you respond. I'm surprised at some people, even people in my own circles. Like, you'll say something, and the way they'll just respond to you, it's like, dude, ma'am, are you upset at somebody? Did somebody unseat you? Like, did what's going on in your life that your responses are just like that? So your posture is important. Everything you're communicating to people is talking about where you're at. I'm not saying what you have. I'm not saying what you've accomplished. I'm talking about where you actually are. Your winning posture is where you actually are in life. And, you know, it's amazing that people can see when you're in a good place. They really can. They can see whether or not you're in a good place. And it's because your posture is communicating it. So this winning posture is important. It's a part of everything that's going in to the win, to winning in. You know, it's everything that goes into having a mentality. So I hope that helps you. I just heard some lightning and some thunder. And normally when that happens, my posture is tense up, curl up. Whatever it is. So guys, I hope that helped you. You know, I always say it, man, you've got a win in you. There's a win in me. There's a win in everybody you meet, man. And they're watching you. Trust me. They're watching you. More importantly, God is watching you. And I hope these podcasts are helping you. I'm going to continue with them, but your winning posture is important, man. Your winning posture, everything that's going into your posture. And keep in mind, all this is in a manifest. All this is coming forth in materials for you. All of this is important because it's a daily, daily walk. It's a daily walk. And I'm telling you, I'm learning even in my own life. The more I subscribe to this, one of the reasons why I said this, I'm not just pushing a book out into the domain, is because some of this stuff has to be actualized first. And I want to actualize it. I want to get it out there first. By manifesting it and it actualizing, and then everything else can follow. I don't want to be seen as a hypocrite. I'm not just trying to be the guy that's just, you know, real ambitious, you know, with my goals on my grind, you know. I see it happening too much. The win is distinctive. The win is unique. The win is when I say the win is unique, it's so much of your DNA thumbprint. It's so much of your identity that it's unmistakable that it's you. And so you know, everybody, I feel like everybody's trying to compete with everybody else. Okay, I see what you're doing. Look, man, this ain't no competition. This is a golf game for me. This is me against the elements. You understand? The win is you against the elements. It's not you with everybody else. It's not you because you see somebody else's book come out. Or it's not you because you see somebody else's getting speaking engagements. It's not just you because you see this person does this or does that. This is you against the elements. This is you against life handing you what it's expecting from you. Ain't nobody else. Excuse my expression. I said, ain't nobody. Just kicked in there for a minute. There's nobody else that's competing with you except you. You're your greatest competitor. And once you begin to manifest and get into that place where you are manifesting you, that's when you see that the win is coming forth. So I just want to leave that with you. Hopefully this has been a blessing to you. Your winning posture is important, man. Remember, there's a win in you. We'll talk to you. And I owe you guys.